Today is Saturday, December 14th. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. A pedestrian was hit and killed Tuesday evening in the town of Excelsior. At approximately 5:30, the Sauk County Communications Center was notified of a vehicle versus pedestrian crash in the area of State Highway 33 and Lake Virginia Road. Emergency services personnel from multiple agencies responded to the scene. The initial investigation has shown that a pickup truck pulling an enclosed trailer was traveling eastbound on 33, approaching Lake Virginia Road. The truck was operated by a 43-year-old man from rural Hill Point. A 22-year-old man from rural Reedsburg had entered the eastbound travel lane of 33. The truck was unable to stop or otherwise avoid a collision and struck the pedestrian. The pedestrian died at the scene. From roadway evidence and witness statements, it appears that the driver of the pickup was exercising due care and reacted appropriately to the unexpected presence of a person in the roadway on the unlit rural highway. The operator of the truck was cooperative throughout the investigation, which continues by the Sauk County Sheriff's Office. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Reedsburg Police Department, Reedsburg Area Ambulance Service, Reedsburg Fire Department, and the Sauk County Coroner's Office. A search warrant in Reedsburg resulted in an arrest. On Monday, two residential search warrants were served at 96 South Air Drive and 118th Silver Drive in the city of Reedsburg. The search warrants were obtained after a package containing 1,074 grams of cocaine was seized by the U.S. Postal Inspection Service. The approximate street value of this cocaine is $22,000. The package was mailed from Puerto Rico and was destined for the 96 South Air Drive address. The package was delivered by the Postal Inspection Service and was later brought inside the residence by an unrelated female. A male showed up after several hours and went inside the residence. He was taken into custody as he was leaving while carrying the suspect package. Joshua A. Vargas Sanchez, 28, of Reedsburg, was arrested and charged with possession with intent to deliver cocaine greater than 40 grams, possession with intent to deliver cocaine 1 to 5 grams, maintaining a drug trafficking place, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office and Reedsburg Police Department were assisted by the U.S. Postal Inspection Service, Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation, and the Wisconsin State Patrol. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half-staff today, in honor of former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice David Prosser, who died December 1st at the age of 81. Former Justice Prosser was raised in Appleton and attended the University of Wisconsin Law School, where he received a law degree in 1968. He first entered public service as an attorney for the United States Department of Justice and then as a staff member for a United States representative. In 1976, he was elected to serve as a county district attorney. In 1978, he was elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly and represented the 42nd Assembly District from 1979 to 1983, the 79th Assembly District from 1983 to 1985, and the 57th Assembly District from 1985 to 1997. While in the State Assembly, former Justice Prosser served as Minority Leader for 6 years and as the 72nd Speaker of the Assembly from 1995 to 1997. After his time in the legislature, former Justice Prosser was appointed to the Wisconsin Tax Appeals Commission in 1997 and served there until he was appointed to the Wisconsin Supreme Court by former Governor Tommy Thompson in 1998, where he served for 18 years before retiring in 2016. Services for former Justice Prosser will be held today in Appleton. As holiday celebrations continue, the American Red Cross encourages donors to keep the blood supply top of the mind by giving blood or platelets this month. Bring joy to someone facing a medical emergency. Give something that means something with a blood or platelet donation. Type O negative blood donors and those giving platelets are especially urged to give now to help ensure patients can continue to receive the care they need in the coming weeks. A blood drive will be held today from 8 until 1 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Loganville. All appointments can be made using the Red Cross Blood Donor app or by visiting redcrossblood.org or you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS, which is 1-800-733-2767. The Richland County Performing Arts Council presents Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert tomorrow at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Maggie, along with Sawmill Creek Band, including Eric Knopf Singer, and special guest Leroy Elvis Peterson, will bring the holiday spirit to the auditorium when they perform toe-tapping Christmas music, as well as a variety of country favorites. Maggie May is a well-known Nashville recording artist with many fans across the country and locally. Mick Cosgrove is the treasurer for the Richland County Performing Arts Council.
We've got people coming from all over Southwest Wisconsin. I was just looking at it earlier here, and it's just amazing to me the following that she has and the excitement. As I was driving down here, I get an email every time someone purchased tickets and can see where they're coming from. And a couple tickets were bought just between the office and down here. But we've got people coming from Prairie du Chien, Bellevue, Iowa, Holman, Wisconsin, Black River Falls, Mauston, Toma, Janesville, Kendall, Madison, Reedsburg, Baraboo. She really draws from a large area. So we're excited about that, and we're hoping to not only have an enjoyable afternoon with Maggie May, but also showcase the project that we have there at the auditorium.
All proceeds from the concert go towards the Auditorium Building Fund for the ongoing restoration and renewal. Maggie May goes above and beyond for her audience, making her a special person and performer. Robin Cosgrove is the secretary for the Richland County Performing Arts Council.
Something very special about Maggie is giving a concert from the stage. She makes you feel like you're right in her living room, and she sees people. She notices people. One thing I'm excited about is that she's coming on Saturday. Their team decorates the stage in holiday fair. So I'm very excited to see what someone's point of view of that stage decorated with their items would look like. So anyone who would be curious about that, come for the concert, but enjoy what Maggie's going to do to transform that stage into a Christmas scene. And the other thing that Maggie did when she was here the last time, there was I remember a gentleman rushing to come into the concert, and he fell and hurt himself. He had to be taken to the hospital to get a few stitches. And he was gone the whole show. He came right as the last people were leaving the building, and he was so disappointed. The thing Maggie did is she set him down on the bottom stairs of that front door of the auditorium, on those big marble stairs, and she sang him like a 3 or 4 song concert just for him. I thought, man, that's a deep soul that does something like that.
Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert will be performed this Sunday at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Doors will open at 1 o'clock and the show will get underway at 2. Tickets are priced at $25 per person. A group rate for 10 or more people is also available. Tickets can be purchased online at eventbrite.com, locally at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery, at Napa Auto Parts, or at the door as available. For ticket information, you can call 1-608-604-7022. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking public input on the draft statewide comprehensive outdoor recreation plan. The plan describes the supply and demand for outdoor recreation in Wisconsin. The draft Wisconsin plan includes an analysis of the motivations for recreating and the barriers Wisconsin residents may experience preventing them from participating in outdoor recreation. States are required to complete a statewide comprehensive outdoor recreation plan every 5 years to be eligible for participation in the Land and Water Conservation Fund State Assistance Program. The public is encouraged to submit comments using the online public input form on the DNR's Wisconsin Statewide Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan website. Comments may also be mailed, phoned, or emailed. Submit comments by Sunday, December 15th. Following the close of the public comment period, the department will summarize the input received and adjust the report as necessary before submitting the final report to the governor for his consideration. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.